everybody, to another edition of Envision Me Talk Show. So let me ask you this. How are you doing? Drop it in the feed and let me know how you're doing. Okay, now you know how I am, you guys. On Wednesdays, we have homework assignment. So first one is, one, how are you doing? Two, it's Win Wednesday. Drop it in the feed and let me know how, your win for this week. And three, go grab your girlfriends, your family members, and everybody, because this is going to be fun today. I don't know if you guys got to see the episode. It is all about what's going on behind the scenes of Envision Me Talk Show and so much more. And then lastly, I got my evening, but look, I have my beverage. Yes, it is unsweetened tea. So go grab those three things. And when you're done, drop them in the feed so I can give you a shout out. So the reason why we have Envision Me Talk Show, it's all about empowering you to pivot. Now, have you guys been paying attention to the news lately? Well, there's been more job layoffs, more businesses are closing. And so the empowerment and pivoting is to empower you to go after your what's next. And you know what way to do it is through several support systems. And one of them is the talk show. Now, normally I bring on amazing women around the world, but today I thought I would get a little bit more intimate with you because you're always seeing them, but you don't get to see me. You don't get to hear what I'm doing and me and then my team as well, what we're working on behind the scenes. So I have questions here. If you have any questions that you would like to drop in the feed and ask me, please do so. And let's get started. First and foremost, before I get into these questions, my name is Pam. I am the CEO of Vision Made. Vision Made is all about empowering, inspiring women in and out of corporate to empower them to pivot. Now, pivot may mean that you go and you're building yourself up and go climb up the corporate ladder. And what does that look like? Does that mean that you are, you know, your resume needs to be strengthened a little bit? Does it mean we empower you to ask those important questions? Does it mean that, you know, you want to still stay in your prior position, but you want to be that, you want to give some, add some such, some, oops, some special sauce to you. And so that's one way you can pivot. Another way to pivot is you are wanting to, your pivot may include you going out and you creating your own business. And so with that being said, when you're out here creating your own business or being an entrepreneur, there's a lot that goes into it. First and foremost, it's the mindset. And then it starts building the business. I believe in building it in layers, as well as doing it little by little versus all at once. I tried it. And when I did it all once, I made some errors, and that's okay, but I'm here to help you not make those same mistakes that I did. Or better yet, you want to work on the beach, and you want to do something that you can do from that. So whatever your pivot looks like, we are here to empower you to do that. But the only way we can do it is with support and with some inspiration, right? So that's what we're going to do here. So if you have any questions, drop them in the feed. I definitely will address them. There will also be a worksheet. If you're interested in grabbing this worksheet, text me at 614-674-0074 and put in worksheet, please. And I'll send you out the worksheet. That way I'll know it's for this show versus any other show. So I will write it down where it says worksheet, please. And that's for this show here. And so without further ado, let me get into the first question. And the first question is, how did Vision Made come to be? Well, I have to be honest with you. This is where Vision Made was first originally known as Decluttered to Be Boss. And I was going through and doing some mindset work where we would declutter your mind in order for you to go after your what's next. But the declutter part of it is we worked on a lot of mindset, where we were, you know, like I said, doing some journaling, and we did some journaling prompts, which I'm thinking about bringing that little piece back. But as well as we, had a piece of hair in my mouth, as well as it was also working with vision boards. Now, those of you who may know me or not, who may know me and know me a lot, I love vision boards. And so we use the vision boards incorporated in doing the mindset work, where what the vision boards did was it also allowed them to allow the client to rest, to relax, to get focused. And you're like, how can I be? Well, when you're out here flipping through the magazine and you're looking for pictures that will inspire you, that will empower you in all ways, shapes, forms, and fashion, that was relaxing. And then we got to talk, as we were flipping through the pages, we started thinking about, or actually talking about, what were some of the limited beliefs that are holding them back? And so I want to ask you, what limited belief is holding you back right now from you pivoting? Is it fear? Is it the doubt? Or is it you just don't know? And it's okay. But first and foremost, you have to talk about it. You have to wrap your mind around it. And you guess what? You have to be honest. I know. I was, once I was going through that journey of going through the journey of creating declutter or working through declutter, Declutter to Be Boss, I was like, is it really for me to be helping someone declutter their lives and being facing the limited beliefs when I wasn't even facing my own limited beliefs? And so one of the limited beliefs that I was facing was the self-doubt. No, not knowing or believing that I could do it, which then led to the fear of failure, fear of letting everyone down, and so much more. So I worked through it. And the one way I worked through it, I had to be honest. And as I was being honest, I started doing my vision boards. I literally have vision boards for every instance that goes on in my day-to-day life. I like the vision board because, one, it allows me just to put my mind at rest, right? And I don't have to worry about anything. I get to cut pictures out, which is relaxing to me. And I like making things pretty. And so that's why I do the vision boards. And I do believe that the vision boards allows us to take us down the journey or create a roadmap on getting us to the what's next. So not only did I use the vision boards for the mindset, then I started creating and I started pivoting to Vision Made, which then I know that the vision boards does allow us to create that roadmap, which then allows us to create the knowing that you can go after your what's next. So that's how Vision Made came about. It was all about decluttering your life, decluttering to be boss. And then we pivoted because the vision boards, I seen the power in vision boards and knowing that the vision board is that paper, but knowing what it goes into, what work goes into creating those vision boards, which then allowed Vision Made to be created. So I really like that. What inspired the creation of Vision Made? As I said before, vision boards. And I get a lot of people saying they don't work. And I have to disagree with you because I use them with the intention of setting goals, realistic goals, okay? Not that I'm going to go out here and be the woman on the moon. No, when I haven't even started studying to be, to even go down that road, or being a woman of my age, going to be a surgeon, right? Not so, meaning setting up these high expectations that I haven't even started on, right? That knowing that that's going to set myself up to fail. So with that being said, when you use vision boards, you have to use them with the intention of that the goal that you're going to set forth in front of you is able to be obtainable, be accessible, and three, being reachable. So with those three, I'm always talking about obtainable, reachable and accessible, that you know creating your vision boards is one thing that you can do, and it does allow you to get you to your vision to be made. So that is what inspired Vision Made to Be to come about. And also too, one other piece I would like to say is vision boards, when you see people, like I did a vision board workshop, and yes, I do them. And if anybody's needing someone to conduct a vision board workshop, I would love to. I do it with mentoring young girls in a high school located here in Columbus, Ohio. And then if anybody else deems would like interested in doing a vision board with their girlfriends or a group. Matter of fact, when I first started out, which was really my love or tug at my heart, with when I first did my very first workshop, vision board workshop online, we did Girlfriends in Pajamas. And we created this amazing atmosphere where we had wine. Everybody brought their favorite wine. I sent out the vision board kits and we talked it through. And it was just so fun. And so it was women around the world. So if that's something you're interested in, I just want to drop that to you. But knowing that vision boards do work and I have fun. It says, next question. Can you share some behind the scenes stories from Vision Made's journey? So Vision Made journey has been and still is growing. We started out, I don't even know if everyone knows, Vision Made first podcast was created on a white label platform. And it was given to me as a challenge from my mentor or my coach. Knowing that that was the most hardest platform than the current platforms now. And the reason being is that white label platform, not many people know about it. And so I built from there, learning that it's all in how the consistency, it is all about how do you present yourself on that platform. And where I say that is, on that particular platform, people were allowed to call in live. And at the beginning, I was telling my coach, I'm like, no one's going to call in or anything like that. Well, later on during the journey of on that platform, people were calling in all around the world asking questions about how they can declutter their lives and asking what were some of the mindset tips that we had implemented and as well as how were they able to, once they've decluttered their life, what was the next step, which was of course the vision boards. So with that was of course, once we had faced that fear of one, uncertainty, second one, doubt, and seeing that it was working, then that's when it was posed to me, okay, since one, I love doing what I do. I love coming in here and talking to you all around the world and inspiring you to pivot to your what's next. Then that's when the next journey was going to the bigger platforms of the podcast platforms, which I so love and desire. I'm so involved in seeing how other podcasters are doing their podcasts. I literally listen to podcasts every day, Saturday through Sunday. I'm listening to a different podcast, listening to how individuals are going through their podcast journey. And so if you're interested in the podcast journey and you're sitting on the fence like, okay, I heard that you started on a white label, didn't face the challenge of the unknown, uncertainty, as well as doubt, do it. Just do your podcast. First, of course, as I say, do it. Make sure you have a plan. I've seen and I've heard so many people say, well, I'm just going to jump and do it, but don't understand that podcasting is a job. It's a business. And so you can't just jump into it, right? You got to go out there, do your research, talk to people, but don't allow that to stop you from doing the podcast. I've seen so many women or heard so many women and men saying that they're not going to do the podcast because there's the fear. And I understand the fear of, but look, here's the thing. You don't even have to do video podcasting, right? You can just do audio and no one would even see you, what's going on. I just like going on. And again, I love the talk show and I love to connect to you face to face. So that's why I do the video. But don't let your self-doubt hold you back and empower yourself with knowing that you can do it. And look, I'm doing it. And so if you're looking to do podcasting, or if you even need some encouragement or even accountability on starting your podcast, drop it in the feed and let me know if we can definitely connect, right? So this is so cool. What challenges did VisionMade face during its development? I have to say the one challenge that I had incurred was thinking everybody would connect to VisionMade. Everybody, you know, once everybody heard the idea, understood what VisionMade was doing, thinking that, oh, everybody will do it, right? No, that's not the case. So I had to do a step back, and I'm literally, to this day, I do a lot. And I mean a lot of research. I talk to people all the time, asking them what do they like? What don't they like? Have they even heard of the talk show? If not, what can I do to empower them or encourage them to come and listen to the podcast? And so with that being said, starting to connect to you, and as well as individuals around the world, what are you looking for from Envision Me Talk Show? How can Envision Me Talk Show help you be that show that will empower you to pivot when you're ready to pivot? And you're there or walking you through it from beginning to end, meaning the beginning part is first the mindset. I think that is so important to start with. Then the second piece is creating that roadmap to your to the pivot, empowerment of pivoting, then going, and then lastly, implementing and going through and stepping through to it. So with that being said, I would have to say one challenge that we have been really focusing on is really connecting to you and hearing what you would like to hear from us. What topics would you like to hear? And what topics would you like to see in VisionMade Magazine, which is another entity that is you can connect to, that will empower you to that will empower your pivot to your what's next. I did that. Now let me just say this: I did create the magazine for those of you who are not too much into the hearing the podcast. Right, a lot of people are like, I'm not into the podcast, but I can read a magazine. And so the magazine is that voice. It is actually a live vision board. So you can actually read the stories that are written from women around the world that you can connect to, that will empower you, knowing that they have faced obstacles just like you, just like myself, but knowing that they have overcome those obstacles that allowed them to pivot to their what's next, then knowing that you can create your vision board, which is that part is in the magazine as well. So you have two parts. You have either the talk show right now that you hear me, or you have the magazine, which those of you who don't know, VisionMade Magazine is a quarterly magazine. It is a quarterly magazine that is all about inspiring, empowering women and now men around the world to pivot to their what's next. So you're asking me, I've already had my phone ringing, what is in the magazine? So we have different sections in the magazine. So you can see as I said before, you'll hear stories from women around the world. You'll see even vision boards, how to put a vision board together and make it an effective work for you, down to healthy living, healthy lifestyle. I put that in there because I felt it was essential for everyone to know that we have to be healthy, right? that we have to be healthy body-wise, that we can go after what's next. And then lastly, the mindset piece. And then the current piece that we're now adding is those of you who are, and I did hear this from actually from a couple of women, that they want to know how to pivot from the corporate world into having their own business. So now you'll be able to see that piece of the magazine as well. How does Vision Made push the boundaries of innovation in its field? Again, it goes back to, we do a lot of research and we're always looking at what our competitors are doing. How are they connecting? And so when we see them, that's how we stay in front of everybody. We do a lot of research analysis, I have to say. So who are the key players behind Vision Made's success? I wish I had her on, but I'm going to toot her horn. You will get to see her. So not only is it myself, I also have a creative director or chief creative director, and her name is Brooke Young. Brooke helps me with the Vision Made magazine, where she will work on in getting some stories together, working with women around the world who wants to write in different categories, as well as we have themes. I always sit down with her and have a theme for each issue. And then she goes out and tells everybody the theme of the magazine. So it's Brooke as my chief of creativity for Vision Made magazine. Then it is myself. That is, I of course work on the whole gamut of it. And then the newest team member, you'll get to meet her. I'm going to tell you a little bit about that in a minute. Journalist Shay, she now has her own column in Vision Made magazine. So you'll get to meet those, it's us three, and that's it. So those are who is running, who are the key players in Vision Made. What is the Vision Made and mission? What is the vision and mission behind Vision Made? Vision Made, the mission and vision of Vision Made is to, again, as I said before, it is all about empowering yourself or inspiring individuals to pivot. And we also are like your vessel. So you can think of us as your vessel of communicating on what you're wanting. And so that's it. That's the simplest way that is Vision Made's mission and vision, so that we're your vessel to your what's next. So here's where I will stop at, because I think this is very important. The last one. Can you discuss any upcoming projects, collaborations that Vision Made is involved in? We have a lot going on. So first and foremost, mark your calendar for May the 6th. I have to get my dates right. May the 6th. That will be the kickoff, and it's on a Monday, the kickoff of Vision Made Magazine Live. So you'll get to see, not only now will you get to see the magazine paper form, you'll get to get the connections, right? You'll get to you'll get some to hear from some of the writers in the magazine. You'll get to hear them behind the scenes. You don't get to hear what they're writing on, but you'll get to hear and you'll get to connect to them in each of those sections, as well as the first kickoff will be us three. It'll be Brooke, Shay, and myself coming in, having fun. And I'm going to try to have a few prizes. So I'm working on getting some prizes together. So if anybody out there that would like to donate some prizes to the kickoff of Vision Made Magazine Live, connect to me and I will definitely be in touch with you. So that's one. Two, the next, we're having this, I'm so excited. Now I can talk about it because it's getting close to where you'll start seeing it. Well, Vision Made will be having a photo shoot casting call and networking event on May the 10th. It's that same week. It's on a Friday. And what we're looking for is those of you who live in the Columbus area or surrounding area, I want you to come out and I want you to be part of this. I'm inviting you to be part of this amazing event where we'll be taking pictures of you. So if you're interested in being in some of the photos of Vision Made as we use them throughout the magazine, come on out. Bring your friends and your family. This will also be a networking event, as well as I believe a networking event needs to come with some meat, right? So I'm going to be coming up with a theme. I'm theme oriented. Sorry, you guys. If you don't know, you'll start seeing theme that will be part of that event. But it's all about you coming out. We'll be taking photos, not saying all the photos will be used at once, but coming out, taking photos, connecting to women around here in Columbus and networking. And so that is May the 10th. And then our last big event is going to be August the 3rd. If you missed it last year, okay, now I'm giving you a chance to join us. And that is where we're going to celebrate our girlfriends. It's National Girlfriends Day, and I love celebrating. And so the one way we're going to celebrate is having an event. So stay tuned for where the place will be. I'm working on it now, but it will be on August the 3rd. Okay, I think that's it. So I didn't see anybody drop any. Let me see if my phone is working. Okay, I didn't see anybody drop any. Let me see. Okay. So I didn't see anybody drop any nuggets or then say their win for this week. Don't forget, you can still drop it in the feed. Look, sorry, you guys. Drop it in the feed of your win for this week. I still will shout you out this week. Tomorrow is Talk to Me Thursday. So I'm going to open it up and ask you, did you do try it Tuesday? And if you did try something new on Tuesday, what did you try? I'm gonna post it everywhere. You're going to hear about it. I want to hear, because the reason why I want to talk about that is in order to be prepared or ready to pivot to your what's next, you have to try something new, right? And what perfect thing to do is try it new on Tuesday. May it be that you're doing research on you're doing your new something new adventure, whatever it is. I want to hear what it is tomorrow. So I will, after I get off of here, I got to do, I actually will be doing a product review. But after that, I will drop in another video, because I want to hear, what did you do for try it Tuesday? And so with that being said, let me tell you what my win is. Actually, my win is I created another vision board. And on this vision board, I was challenged by I have someone that does my wardrobe, right? And so she challenged me and wanted to know, what did I want my wardrobe to look like? And so we've been talking about it for a year. And I finally put a vision board together, put the pictures of how I want to look. So you, as you see, I'm starting to change on the what I wear and things like that. And so I did create the vision board of how I want the look, how I want to look, and what I'm going to be representing. Well, it's all about communication. I think communication is important. So that is my win for this week. I'm proud of myself. Everything is on track for Vision Made. I'm ready for Vision Made to grow and go to its next level. And then my last piece of news, and then I'll let you go. So if anybody's interested in putting on if they have a commercial of your business, or if you like to put an ad here on Envision Me Talk Show, go ahead and text me at 614-674-0074. In the text message, type in ad. And I'll be in touch with you. If you're looking to put your ad in Vision Made magazine, we have a great opportunity. So you can be on the cover of the magazine, as well as I'm also opening up where you can be on the cover of the magazine and you can even write a story about your business. What a perfect way. If you're interested in that opportunity, drop me a feed and I'll let you know all the information. We can even get on a talk and talk about it. And then lastly, I don't know if you guys have been catching it, and our books are getting kind of tight, so we're going to have to figure it out. But we're also have opened up where we will do a create a magazine for your industry, for your specialty, for your product. I'm super excited about that. So if that's something you would like to do, as you have seen Vision Made Magazine, but you want it for your business, for your product, I have very few limited spaces. So if that's something you want to do, text me, or you can actually message me, and we can definitely get connected. So everybody, I think that's it for this week. This was fun. I definitely will do this more. I had a blast. As you see, I can talk to you guys all day, right? All day and every day. But I wanted to let you know, I appreciate you all for taking the time out and stopping by and hearing what's going on behind the scenes of Envision Me Talk Show. And I wanted to leave this with you. Note that you only have one life to live. So live it to your fullest and knowing that it's your life. So go out here. I know pivot brings on fear. I know pivot brings on self-doubt, but knowing that you can do it and that you have a tribe of women around the world that can help you achieve that. So with that being said, everybody, I want you all to know that you all rock. You are all amazing. And then until next week, I don't have a guest, it will be me again. But then we'll work on, we'll do some mindset work. I think that's a perfect thing. What you think? Drop it in the feed and let me know. But as you drop it in the feed, don't forget, everybody, to let me know. Tomorrow's Talk to Me Thursday. Tell me, did you do anything on Try It Tuesday? I can't wait. Until then, everybody, take care of yourself. Bye.